Is it morning already? Go away, son. Can you just go back to sleep or something? Oh, sorry. I didn't want to wake you. It's 2 o'clock. Let's go back to sleep. Well, I can't fall asleep. How about you? You can't either, huh? Well, let's just, I don't know, talk a little then. Oh no, we are not getting out of bed. Why? Because our time is short. You'll have to leave again. And I want as much of you to myself as possible. I'm needy like that, okay? Here, come over. Let me play with your hair a little. Oh, nothing happened. We straight crashed yesterday. Who wouldn't after that whining and dining experience? It was really nice, actually. Oh, shut up. I mean it. I'm not usually one for all that schmaltzy stuff, but the entire evening was something I'll cherish forever. The restaurant, the food, all that lovely decor, those flowers. What? They were pretty. Well, that might not sound like something I'd usually say because I don't. It feels needy. Feels too vulnerable. But with you, I don't mind. What else? The lead up to the evening was great. I was so nervous what you would think of me. We might have known each other for a bit, but our relationship is still young. And well, I wanted you to like me. Like, in person, as who I am. And then I overthought, should I wear this? Would this fit more? Do those jeans look like something I would wear, or are they just surface level just to bedazzle? Yeah, that's why I looked so pale. All that overthinking went straight to my head and back into my stomach again. But you were so sweet, so wonderful. The first second in your presence just swept those thoughts away. I'm no poet, but at that moment the world felt perfect. No better way to describe it. That feeling stayed throughout the entire evening, actually. Yes, even a walk home. Well, my place was a riot. I don't know what fueled all that nonsense. Your presence, hormones, the wine. But I hadn't laughed like that in quite a while. Truly, if anyone had seen us, they might have thought of us as a married couple. Just talking smack, back and forth, random nonsense. And then you started to sing. I mean, that shit was hilarious. And wonderful. Here, let me do these head things you like. Scalp scratches or whatever. Of course I know, silly. Guess who got you that head scratcher for your birthday? That one item that looks like half an egg beater or whisk thingy or whatever they're called. You didn't forget, did you? Oh, the nerve. I do something for you for your birthday and you don't even remember? Nah, I'm just messing with you. No worries. It's all good. Well, I'm pretty sure you didn't bring it, so my hands will have to do the trick. Oh. Thanks. How awfully nice of you. You can stroke my ego a little. I'm usually not one for compliments, but, I want to hear what you like about me. And, don't be shy. Ah, I see. Oh, no worries. Your list was quite extensive. Thank you for that. Is it hot in here, or is it just me? All those compliments might have gone to my head. My face is all hot now. How dare you? After all those nice things, I do not look like a beet. Thank you very much. Oh, what I like about you? Well, that's only fair, you are right. Let's see. There's your hair. I mean, me playing with it might have given it away. Your eyes. How they sit so perfectly in your face, like, I don't know, making it all so freaking lovable. Like, I just want to frame it, put it on the wall. Heck, on all walls. With your smile, your goofy smirk. Yeah, that one. How can I just relax around you? Let my guard down. Your smell. What? Of course, you haven't showered yet, silly. It's in the morning. Well, it is before noon. You showered before meeting up with me, and that's good enough. Don't think that I didn't smell that lovely scent. Actually, I wasn't the only one overthinking. Or am I wrong? Look at us, two peas in a pod. Here, scoot a bit over. Oh, don't be shy. I don't bite. Not unless you want me to, of course, but actually, I want to rub your back and your shoulders a bit. I just thought, well, it's something nice, something intimate. I've never tried it before, but promise not to laugh, but I always fantasized about this. Like, having someone to massage, to rub their shoulders, their back, their arms, their legs, their feet. Just caring for someone, you know? What do you mean? Oh, you mean because. No, I'm actually pretty relaxed. No need to loosen up my muscles. You can return this favor at some point, but it's not like that. I just like it. Even now, seeing that relaxed joy in your face, it really warms my heart. Oh, I could just smooch you, you adorable little. Ah, yes, more praise. I like your empathy. How you talk to the waiter. Nothing is a bigger turnoff than someone belittling the staff, but you were so nice and so sweet. I was so freaking proud to call you mine. And I also liked you splitting the bill with me. Very mature. Being treated is nice, but actually being treated like an equal is nicer. No quarreling over wealth or roles or reverse roles, just us two having a lovely dinner. I also like your little mole. Sorry, I didn't mean to peek, but I just, you know, happened to see it. Or is it a birthmark? Anyways, it's just so beautiful on you. Like some Greek god put it there. Well, whichever one it was, should have put it in a more open spot for the whole world to admire. Oh, I didn't mean that you should go around showing it to the whole world. That would be very indecent, just that, you know, I like it so much and want to share it, but also keep it to myself, my little secret. Ugh, I'll shut up now. Hey, stop laughing. You made me flustered in the first place. Then there are your hands. I know. You think that they're not special. Everyone says that about their hands. I mean, you see them all the day long. You got used to them. But I'm here to remind you that they are quite wonderful. Oh, you thought I was checking for marks of a ring or something? Wow. I didn't mean for it to come across that way, truly. I just liked your hands, how your fingers gripped the glass, how they held the silverware. I know, it's nothing super special, but I found it mesmerizing. Oh, do tell. Well, caring for your skin is kind of important. Don't feel self-confident without it. I dabble in that side of the cosmetic aisle myself. That's why my hands are so soft. Did you notice? You are so sweet. Thank you. I hope it was a relief, also. Sure, the compliment about my hands is nice, but I also want it to mean something. My massage, I mean. That's good. How about you pay your hard-working partner then? But be warned, we don't take cash or credit here. We only take kisses. No other. That was quite sudden. Like you were holding back all this time. That was really nice. I wish you could stay forever. Just like this. Us two. In bed. The morning never ending. I know. We have to leave the bed at some point in time. Shower, all that adult stuff, but, can we just cuddle a bit more, please? It might not seem that way, but I'm kind of needy. Thanks. You are the absolute best. Come then, let's snuggle up a bit. I'd like to hear your heartbeat and hear your breath. Feel you next to me. I know that you need to go and stuff, but let me have this for just a little while longer, okay? Let's just enjoy this sleepy morning.